over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin. All of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of four hostages arriving back in Israel, handed over by Hamas as a part of the latest ceasefire talks. Six living Israeli hostages to be released this weekend. President Trump continuing to insist that Ukraine is responsible for the Russian invasion of Ukraine and calling Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator without elections. More job cuts are headed to government jobs, including at the Department of Defense. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
President Trump's budget acts preparing to swing at the largest agency in the federal government, with deep cuts at the Pentagon now on the horizon. Sources tell ABC News Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked top Pentagon officials to draw up plans for a sweeping 8% cut. The department hasn't seen cuts this deep in more than a decade.
Walmart rolling through the fourth quarter with a strong profits and sales. The outlook for 2025, however, not quite so rosy, thanks to tariffs that could threaten the low-price model at Walmart. This is ABC News. A setback for defense attorneys in the case of the 2022 murder of those four college students at the University of Idaho. The judge in the case issued a ruling Wednesday that will allow critical evidence against Brian Koberger. ABC's Andrew Dimbert reports.
Koberger is charged with murdering Ethan Chapin, Zana Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonzalez in 2022 at a home near the campus of the University of Idaho. His lawyers have long challenged how the police search warrants were granted and how the collection of DNA led authorities to Koberger in the first place. But the judge ruling that the defense failed to demonstrate how Koberger's constitutional rights were violated, since the DNA was that of Koberger's family members, not of Brian Koberger alone.
China has begun repatriation flights for more than 1,000 Chinese nationals who were rescued from online scam centers in Myanmar. China's been working with Myanmar and Thailand to shut down those scam centers that con victims through romance, investment, or gambling plays. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Isn't it amazing how nice 2 degrees above zero feels today? Wow. Roll up your sleeves. We'll check the forecast coming up here in just a little bit for Thursday morning.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
Are you looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek modern lamps to cozy warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high today of around 20 degrees, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, a low of 2 degrees below zero. Friday, lots of sunshine and a high of 23. Saturday, 30, partly cloudy and a bit warmer. Sunday, up to near 40 degrees and partly sunny. We have a wind around 8 miles per hour from the east. After a low of 1 degree below zero, it's 2 above on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. And yes, it is an on-time morning, Thursday, February 20th. Here we go.
Sometimes I think what turned her on was my old broke-down boots. She wanted her real cowboy. It was a phase she was going through. One week after she moved in, I caught her painting the bedroom blue. Brought home a bottle of pink Chablis, poured out my best homebrew. I was sitting on the porch in my overalls as she packed her things to leave. She changed her mind when she couldn't change me.
Montgomery Gentry on WRCO. Today, a few things to celebrate. Clean out your bookcase day.
Come on, what fun would that be? Let's see. Also, National Comfy Day, which means, I guess, dress in comfy clothes. It's National Muffin Day. It's Student Volunteer Day, World Day of Social Justice. It's also National Leadership Day, Handcuff Day, Love Your Pet Day. As I mentioned last hour, our cat Annie likes to knead me. So she does, I guess that's how she shows her love. It's National Cherry Pie Day as well. Oh my goodness. So that's something worth mentioning and celebrating today. And it is also National Hootie Hoo Day. Renowned holiday creators Thomas and Ruth Roy. This holiday was made to help chase away winter and usher in spring in the Northern Hemisphere. Spring usually begins on March 20th, but can start on March 19th or the 21st. Thus, the holiday is celebrated about a month before the end of winter. All right, so how to observe it? Today, it is especially important to go outside at noon and yell, "Hootie hoo!" This is done to chase away winter and make way for spring. So there you go. That's your assignment for today. Here's Morgan Wallen.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say. I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Southward as you moss in the trees, down to Seven Bridges Road. Now I have loved you like a baby, like some lonesome child, and I have loved you in a tame way, and I have loved you wide. Sometimes Seven Bridges Road. There are stars in the southern sky, and if ever you decide you should go, a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the Seven Bridges Road.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Winter is a time for reflection and preparation in the agricultural community. We salute the collective spirit of farmers, ranchers, and ag workers who use this season to plan, learn, and improve their practices. Their commitment to growth and sustainability is what keeps agriculture thriving year after year. These salutes remind us that the agricultural heartbeat never really stops, even when the world outside is blanketed in frost and winter. This update from WRCO Radio Saluting Farmers is sponsored by Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. Check them out in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
There will be many athletes headed to our WIAA sectional wrestling competition this weekend. The best of luck to River Valley's Mason Schulte, Blake Brickle, along with Mackenzie Schulte, Cameron Neef, Hazel Corbett, and Montana Joles. Richland Center's Valerie Favre and Madeline Muller, along with Caden Stibbe, Ethan Haiti, Mason Jelenic, Ethan Bodendine, and Ethan Bindle. From Riverdale, best of luck to Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, Chase McGuire, Talon Childs, James Schramm, and Hunter Wilkinson. From Ithaca Weston, Derek Franzen, Nolan Waldner, Caden Coleman, Ashton Bennett, Mac Neef, Briella Granger, and Kaylee Manning. Join WRCO Sports for update reports and play-by-play coverage beginning at 10 o'clock Saturday morning from the Wisconsin Dells and Westby Sectionals. From WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in.
How you doing, young man?
I am great.
How was your night off? People are, does Phil deserve a night off?
Sure.
I say no.
Mm-hmm.
But was it?
I got my rest.
Did you get in trouble from June?
No, not too much. I only batted an eye about like one time. We were watching a movie and I only like one time.
She's
like,
she wake up?
I thought you were going to watch this. Yeah, I am.
I am.
I'm watching
just it. Heavy breathing.
One eye, yeah, exactly. Shwee
hot.
I had something in my nose, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Too much air, I guess.
Yeah. Hopefully you're not too deflated and down and out today. I saw Arkansas got beat by Auburn last night in college basketball.
Yeah, so. But you know what? And they play really well some days. Yeah. I mean, they beat Kentucky and Kentucky.
Oh.
They beat Texas at Texas.
Oh.
And you know what? And WRCO team can beat them.
You think so?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I can't move that well anymore. I could bucket hang. You know, and stay at one end of the court.
Right.
And be all right.
We could both do that.
Yeah. Well, no, you could be on the other side. You could get the rebound and throw the ball.
Why don't we do it the other way? That way, at least we could score.
You don't think I could score?
I'm not going to say anything.
Standing behind. I think I could.
You think you could?
Standing underneath the basket. Sure. Absolutely.
Well, then you know what? That's our game plan. You do not want to face the WRCO basketball team.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
And as Joanne's in charge of the coaching.
She's
over.
Is she?
Yeah, over. Uh-huh. Yeah, she hasn't won a ball game yet.
Huh.
But that's fine. She continues to try and try.
Give her a participation ribbon.
So. Is she standing behind me?
Yeah, she is.
Does she have a bat or anything in her hand?
She should, but
yeah,
she doesn't.
She shouldn't.
Hey, anyway. Congratulations again on the Umpire of the Year.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was cool. So what was the ceremony like?
It went well. You went up there, you had a lunch, and while you're eating lunch, they called your name up and went up and received the plaque and took your picture and sat back down and watched everybody else. Very, very nice. So Pat Riley, you know, our good buddy.
Uh-huh.
He goes, well, we had to nominate somebody, Henry.
There he is. How many games you do a year?
Last year I did 309.
That's all levels.
Yeah, that's all levels. Uh-huh. I mean, I had started fifth grade all the way to home talent. And as also, you know, I was nominated as home talent umpire of the year.
Yeah. Boy, you had a good year last year.
A good year, yeah. Boy, I should retire while I'm ahead.
I was going to say, what are you going to do this year?
I can't beat that.
Right.
So
umpire that nobody wants.
Yeah, umpire that nobody wants. Yeah. Yeah. I usually get that anyway.
You can go from hero to goat pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach Clary goes, hey, don't drop down any level now since you're up here. I said, I have never been on a level. He goes, well, you are now.
Yeah. Set the bar pretty high.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So very humbled.
Yeah. Well,
very humbled by that.
That's
so
really cool. And then you had been asked by WEAC to do a few college games.
I was. And long and hard decision on that. And I declined to do that. And the reason is just the timing. There's so much time involved in this. You go to Superior one day, go to Chicago the next. I can't. Number one, I don't want to miss work like that. If a guy was unemployed and that's all he did, it'd be a great way to make money. But I just don't want to travel like that anymore.
There's a lot of travel involved.
There's a lot of travel in it.
Yeah, you'd go from River Falls to La Crosse to
Chicago to Milwaukee to Green
Oshkosh,
Bay. Yeah, and you're all over the place. So. No, I was very blessed and very honored to. But I am NCAA licensed now.
All right.
Yeah, so.
You got that going for you.
Yeah, I got that going for me. So, but, you know, it's a big honor to be asked to do some college ball. And at this time, I just don't feel like it's in my cards to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, with my knees and stuff, my knees need a break. And, you know, it's a very short season, very long days, though, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
season starts.
They play doubleheaders, too.
Yeah, play doubleheaders every night. Every day that you're scheduled, you have a doubleheader. So it's one of those things where it's a very short season from March to the end of middle of May, but they're very long days because you're always on the road. And I just don't feel like that. That I wanted that. Number one, my job. Number two, my puppy dogs. And
yeah, your dogs.
And mm-hmm. I don't think they would sit there the whole games.
Right, right.
Yeah,
yeah, so. When you're raising dogs like that, you want to have some good quality family time.
And, you know, during basketball season, basketball and wrestling season now for us, it's when you get home, you don't want to do anything, but you're always running.
Right.
I mean, you work Saturday nights, Saturday mornings now. Every day of the week, and sometimes it's just nice to be home.
Just sit and let the cobwebs form on your head.
Yes, yeah. But you know, you pay all this money for a home, you might as well be there.
Very true.
So anyway, I was very honored.
Yeah, well,
so,
that's good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you
again.
Very much. Yeah. So, you know, world records is Factor Hanko. Can you believe Hank got umpire of the year for Wisconsin baseball coaches?
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, that's a facto,
not a Hanko. Who would have ever thunk it? You know, back in the day,
I wouldn't have. I was very honored and very blessed. I was humbled. It was like, oh my God, I can't believe that people actually think about me out of the season.
Sure.
But again, you know, you go back to Pat Riley. Hey, we had to nominate somebody. Love that man.
Well, I know you do other sports too. I mean, if you're in a warmer climate, I mean, I've had friends over the years that live in California or whatever. They umpire the whole year through.
Yeah, and in Arkansas, you didn't get done umpiring until late November.
Oh, sure.
And then in early March, they would start up again. So, but usually my father. And my family, they're usually mowing by the end of March. So it depends. Yeah. So they just got like 7 to 8 inches of snow. So
sure, that's good fertilizer though. I think we were actually mowing
pretty early last
year.
Yeah. Along through the raindrops.
Yeah.
I mean, we got pounded, then we got nothing.
Right. Yeah. It was a weird year that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
beneficial rain in the spring and then nothing for a long time.
It was nothing for a long time. Yeah. But, you know, you can't complain. It is what it is. And we just move on.
Yeah. Anything else you know today or not?
I try not to know a lot, Phil.
Uh-huh. That's a good way to be.
So the more you know, the more I get in trouble, I found out.
If you act like you don't know what's going on, people aren't going to ask you anything. They're going to leave you alone, probably.
That's why.
That's kind of my motto.
Well, that answers a lot of questions. But you get a lot of phone calls back here, though.
I do.
You get a lot of phone calls. Have you found any world records?
No, I really haven't. Other than umpire of the year. So, you're looking at your phone. That's not good either.
Well,
what are you doing? You're talking to your brother or something?
Well, right here.
While we're on the air.
Most jump ropes cleared by a guinea pig, Phil. I've been looking for world records.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, in 30 seconds. Most jump ropes cleared by a guinea pig in 30 seconds. A guinea pig jumped over 17 tiny jump ropes in 30 seconds.
That's impressive. I can't jump that much.
I can't do that.
And that's four legs they got to get off the ground, too.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I only have to worry about two.
Well,
and I can only get maybe one off the ground.
Me too. Fastest time to enter a suitcase.
What do you mean, get in, climb in it?
Yeah.
Climb in a suitcase?
Yeah. Leslie Tipton climbed into a suitcase in 5.43 seconds. Guarantee she don't have a belly like I do.
No, probably. That's somebody's carry-on in the plane, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's my carry-on.
Here's my carry-on.
Oh,
stay in there, Leslie.
I'm just not a fan of flying either. You know, we went last year, and I think we were in the, what I would say, we were kind of in the lowly, we were in the back of the plane. So
right.
By the time we entered, we were the last ones to enter. They're like, sir, there's no room in the overhead. We're going to have to check that underneath. Like, that's exactly why I didn't want to.
Yes.
I don't want to check my bag underneath because you're going to lose it.
I'll never see it again. I can buy it back on your lost and found page. Yes.
Right. Luckily, it did make it, but you have to go to baggage claims and you have to sit there and wait for it and everything like that. Just because there was no room in the overhead,
And you can't go anywhere. You have no clothes, no deodorant.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's normal.
No, it's normal. For me. You noticed.
Yeah. Can't help it.
Raise my hand.
Please put them down.
Yeah.
Most time spent balancing a running lawnmower on the chin. This is a record.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
The record.
There's a lot of things wrong with that.
It's 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
Including safety issues.
Yes.
Boy, oh
so,
boy.
My question, who's up there holding that safety switch on?
They must.
I bet they taped it.
Well, they had a tie-down strap or something wrapped around there. Well,
that is totally illegal.
Yeah.
Like tearing a tag off your pillow. Don't do that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
It says you could be penalized by law.
I know.
You tear that off there.
Would you be penalized if that happens?
Well, they'd have to catch me first. They'd have to crawl underneath my back.
Well, again, we just said that we
could. And who wants to do that?
fastest time to pop 100 balloons with a dog's teeth. A dog popped 100 balloons in just 28.22 seconds.
Oh.
You know, that would have been fun to train, but I'd have been going, calm down, boy. I cannot keep up with you.
I know. Loud on those balloon pops.
Yeah. Let's see here.
You're just full
most of most leaders. Tricks performed by a pig in 1 minute. It wasn't mine. A pig named Joy performed 13 tricks in a minute.
13 tricks.
Yep.
Who would have thought you could teach a pig that many tricks?
But look how many tricks you've taught me.
I don't know. They say pigs are pretty smart.
That's what they say.
And I grew up raising them. I never really saw that, but I guess it's true.
Wouldn't you be like the part of this? The longest continuous applause.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to be a part of that. Yeah, sure.
A group in Germany clapped for 2 hours and 32 minutes straight.
Probably. Yeah. Second was that when people in Pea Ridge knew that you were leaving town, they're like,
they're still clapping.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 30 years. most straws stuffed in a mouth. Manure Coomer put 459 straws in his mouth at one time.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I had one more for you here. Oh, here you go. Joanne could be on part of this, okay? Most jelly donuts eaten without licking lips.
Why?
Kevin, L.A. Beast, ate 6 donuts in under 3 minutes without licking his lips. That would be hard to do.
Oh, yes, it would.
Yeah, that would be hard to do.
Man,
so.
I'm not a fan of jelly donuts either.
I'm not either.
No.
One more. To
big,
kick off.
Big glob of something in the middle. I just want my donut.
Most mayonnaise eaten in 3 minutes.
Ugh.
Michelle Lisco ate 5 pounds of mayonnaise in just 3 minutes.
Gross.
I hope I can brighten up your day.
I love mayonnaise, but not much.
Not that much. No. I would be sick of mayonnaise for a long time.
Yeah, you would.
So, anyway, young man, have fun at your game tonight. And I don't even know where I'm going, but I'm going somewhere.
You have to check the contract.
Yeah.
I think they're sending you to, I'm not sure.
Out of the area.
I think the new Diggings Junior High tonight.
Oh, I really got demoted.
Down on the state line.
Buddy, have a great day. Be kind.
You bet.
Accidents happen, but with over 30 years of experience, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. Get a free estimate, and we'll restore your car to perfection. Plus, enjoy our complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Come see the experts at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badgerland Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badgerland Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
This day in history, February 20th, 1962, astronaut John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth as he flew aboard Project Mercury's Friendship 7 spacecraft. 1965, America's Ranger 8 spacecraft crashed into the moon's surface as planned after sending back thousands of pictures of the lunar surface. And in 1998, American Tara Lipinski became the youngest ever Olympic figure skating gold medalist when she won the ladies' title at the Olympic Winter Games. That's a look at some notes from this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to favorite son-in-law Jason Meese from your favorite mother-in-law. Also to Jason Meese from Sacred Heart Parish. Happy birthday, Adam Niemeyer from Park Street Christian Church. Evelyn Stanichka from your cousins from Blue River. Also, best wishes from residents and staff of Schmidtwillen Hills to Tyler Kleist. Happy birthday, Carly Hipsch from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. And to Carly from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today. Wishing the best to Will Onan, Chloe Franklin,
Cullen Hackle, along with Ann Keller and Kylie McIntosh, Jason Meese, Caden Miller, Lucas Putz, and happy anniversary, Mark and Rhonda Otto. Also to grandparents and great-grandparents Merle and Carol Colson. Love from Karen, Adam, and Haley Erbs. Also to parents Merle and Carol from Kevin with lots of love. To grandparents and great-grandparents from the whole Colson gang, Doug and Nicole and Kaylin, Adeline, Jace, Amelia, Nick, Bridget, Braylon, Jacob, Brianna, Jackson, and Amara. To wonderful parents Merle and Carol Colson from Ron and Sherry with lots of love. And last but not least, happy anniversary. It says, my high school sweetheart and wonderful husband, Ron Baumkamp. I've loved you for 58 years and been your wife for 54. Thank you for our wonderful family. I love you. From Deb. That's a look at birthdays and anniversaries.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
One other happy anniversary wish just in today to Ron and Deb Baumkamp. Love Chris, Mandy, Peyton, Carson, and Landon. To the Baumkamps and everybody celebrating today, happy anniversary, all the best. Warm thoughts on a Thursday. It's three above.
It's I love you.
Dave Clark 5, and this is Phil Neese saying have a great day. Thank you so much for supporting local radio. Joanne is next with the news.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 3 degrees above zero in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy today, a high of 20. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with a low of 2 below. After a low of 1 below, we're up to our high so far for the day of 3 above.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Richland Resiliency Project report on land use was shared with members of the Richland County Board of Supervisors at Tuesday night's board meeting. The Richland Resilience Group is a coalition of local leaders working on projects to build resilient people, infrastructure, businesses, and environment in Richland County. The Resilient Land Use Work Group has come up with some recommendations based on its 2024 project outcomes. The first is to update and fairly administer the zoning code. With new leadership in the zoning department, the opportunity for fair and active administration is critical. The recommendations to achieve this is to address existing non-compliant parcels, updating the zoning code, and ensuring fair enforcement going forward. To implement the 2022 Richland County Land and Water Resource Management Plan, emphasizing on the following points: encouraging producers to use cover crops after harvest and reduce tillage frequency or intensity, implementing the NR151 performance standards of farming all cropland to tolerable soil loss rates, and having an NRCS 590 nutrient management plan on priority farms, cropland, collaborating with the DNR, assisting landowners and producers in converting marginal crop fields to rotational grazing, conducting a follow-up drinking water well study, and updating the manure storage ordinance. To activate townships, townships need to work together to access resources and education for effective stewardship of land. To grow countywide resilient land use initiatives, combining the Richland Resilience Group's advocacy with Richland County Department's leadership, and to empower farmers to lead resilient land use practices in Richland County by providing education and opportunities for farmer-led watershed groups, ensuring compliance with nutrient management plans, offering educational opportunities for practices and cost effectiveness of regenerative practices, such as cover crops and no-tilling, promoting the use of farming practices, which reduce the amount and velocity of runoff and promote soil health and water quality, such as retention areas and buffer strips that utilize native vegetation to remove sediment and contaminants prior to discharge or absorption, and to pursue private and public funding for programs that pay producers to adopt resilient land use practices. This report was informational only. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is one of the top 2025 100 rural and community hospitals in the United States, according to the Chartist Center for Rural Health. This recognition marks the fourth consecutive year that the hospital has achieved this honor, underscoring its unwavering commitment to quality health care. The recognition by the Chartist Center for Rural Health is based on an analysis of publicly available data, evaluating hospitals across eight pillars of strength: inpatient market share, outpatient market share, cost, quality, outcomes, patient perspective, and financial stability. These standards reflect the hospital's commitment to maintaining excellence in all aspects of healthcare delivery. Residents in the town of Buena Vista had a local primary on Tuesday for town supervisors. Five candidates were vying for two spots, with the top four vote-getters moving on to the general election. Names as they appeared on the ballot were Jake Kleckner, Zachary Tomei, Ronald Morris, Gordon Brockway, and Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter. The results show Gordon Brockway led in voting with 81 and Jake Kleckner with 70. Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter received 65 votes, and Zachary Tomei and Ronald Morris each received 61. As a result, for the fourth place tie, a coin toss will be held to determine who moves on between Zachary Tomei and Ronald Morris to run in April. In Washington, Senate Democrats raise alarm bells over cuts to Medicaid. After vowing earlier this week that he wouldn't cut Medicaid, President Donald Trump Wednesday indicated he's on board with a House Republican budget resolution that calls for $880 billion in cuts to the program. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin joined Democratic colleagues on Wednesday to stop the move. Baldwin said vulnerable Americans will be expected to pay and sacrifice so that Elon Musk and Donald Trump and their like can get massive tax cuts. Baldwin warned that cuts to the program that provides health insurance for low-income Americans will not be painless and will fall especially hard on rural Wisconsin. What's next for Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget? The Democratic governor wants to use a little less than half of the state government's current $4.3 billion surplus on tax relief. His budget now heads to the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, where Senator Howard Markline is co-chair. The Spring Green Republican cautioned that the surplus is largely one-time money, and pledged Republicans will be cautious as they work to build a new budget. Markline said any tax cuts from Republicans will be affordable and won't create a structural deficit in the future. JFC will jettison nearly all of Evers' plan as it builds a new budget, but the governor will be able to exercise his significant veto authority on the finished product. The Wisconsin Assembly voted along party lines Wednesday to approve a bill that overhauls Department of Public Instruction test standards. Bill author Representative Robert Witke says there's no legislative oversight on the scoring and assessment of Wisconsin's kids, and the bill would establish that. Democrats said the bill is politically motivated and it won't help student achievement. It would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-20, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced the appointment of John Chenoweth as interim chancellor of UW-River Falls. Chenoweth, currently the provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs at UW-Whitewater, replaces Michael V. Martin. Rothman thanked Martin for his service as interim chancellor for the past several months and said he anticipates Chenoweth will serve as interim chancellor for an extended period. Interim appointments can be for up to 3 years. The appointment is effective March 1st. People are budgeting more than ever, and nearly 9 in 10 think everyone should budget, according to Debt.com. Budgeting is a practical way to stay in charge of your money, even when life gets unpredictable. Having a budget means knowing exactly how much is coming and going out each month and planning where and when to spend. Plus, budgeting is essential if you want to pay off debt. Here's some tips in a handy way as you embark on your journey to financial wellness. The first step is to calculate your monthly net income after taxes and deductions so you know how much you bring home. If you have several sources of income, you may need to check your bank accounts and pay stubs or consult your accountant on this step. Track your spending, whether you prefer an app on your phone, computer software, or simply a notebook to jot down your expenses. Keeping track of your spending is critical. It helps you see where you spend your money rather than where you think you are. Categorize your spending. Set up a spending budget. Choose a budgeting system. Pay bills on time. Automatic payments can be scheduled beforehand and help avoid late fees and penalties for missed payments. Contribute to your retirement, save for the big things, and build an emergency fund. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feeds, Eat, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Thursday, February 20th. Karen Mae Martin, 80 of Boscobel, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock today at Back Roads Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel is assisting the family of Karen Mae Martin, 80 of Boscobel. Matthew Grady, age 71, died February 2nd at UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Thomas Aquinas in Madison. The mass will be live streamed on St. Thomas Aquinas' YouTube site. Friends may call at the Hooverson Funeral Home in Sauk City this evening from 4 until 7, and again at the church tomorrow from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. Matthew Grady, age 71. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green, died February 11th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green. Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River, died Saturday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Private graveside services will be held in the Blue River Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River. Susan Mary Cuddy, 62 of Muscadet, died Sunday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family for expenses. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Susan Mary Cuddy, 62 of Muscadet.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
The Walk with Grace Planning Committee will meet tonight at 6 at the Grace office. All are welcome to attend. Volunteers are always needed. The Grace office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Meetings are held the third Thursday of each month, January through July. The 25th and final Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge will be held Saturday in Casanova. The live auction will begin at 11:30 at the Casanova Community Center. There will also be raffles, a bake sale, food, and refreshments. The plunge into Lee Lake will begin at 2 and will include a costume contest. For more information, call Chrissy at 608-393-2435. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy today, a high of 20. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with a low of 2 below. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of four Israeli hostages who died in Gaza after the October 7th attacks have now been turned over to Israel by Hamas. At the foreign desk, ABC's Lama Hassan says the victims include the youngest and oldest hostages.
Hamas claiming the Israeli Defense Forces killed them in airstrikes. Israel says it holds Hamas responsible for their deaths. The bodies will undergo forensic testing in Israel for formal identification.
President Trump says he likes the idea of giving some of the savings from Elon Musk's Department of Government efficiency back to taxpayers as a kind of dividend. The Pentagon could be the latest government agency on the chopping block when it comes to jobs being eliminated. The president still calling Ukrainian President Zelensky a dictator. Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
My guess is he's expressing some frustration with Zelensky, but this has been very tough on Russia, getting them to the negotiating table. That's good.
The president also saying Ukraine is responsible for starting the war. This is ABC News.